Before we wrap this one up, we want to bring in Keyshawn here to talk with us. And Key, back at home for a change. We're in the midst of 6-9 on the road, so it feels pretty good to be back here at Belk Arena, and a good result here for you guys here tonight.
Yes, always nice to get back home. We've really got things rolling at home. I feel like I don't know what our home record is right now, but in Belk Arena, I think we have a chance to play anyone in A-10 every night. So,
talk about your play tonight. I know you had a really good 2-game stretch. Last two weren't as productive as those two, mm-hmm. but tonight you seem to get in a good spot again, and you were able to convert.
Yeah, my teammates keep telling me to be aggressive. I think that's what it really is. Everyone believing in me, coaches believing in me, and early on we try to get me the ball a little bit, and I got a touch early on in the post. We were trying to get me to post up a little bit more, and I got one to go down, and then I saw a few threes go down after that, but seeing the ball go in early was important for me.
Talk about the challenge for you, and this is something that Coach brings up all the time. You don't get a lot of practice time. What is that like as far as recovery and just getting ready to go out there and battle?
I have to be mentally locked in every single, wherever it is, whether it's practice, a walkthrough. I just have to be mentally locked in and everything, because not getting physical reps is difficult, especially going over personnel and little things like that. So I just have to be mentally locked in, and I know what to expect right now. So just being ready every single play and giving it my all, really.
Has that had to transition then, too, to adjust in-game with the way you were used to playing? And now, what are some things that you maybe do differently now during the course of a game that you wouldn't have done before?
I try to limit my jumping. Jumping up and landing down really bothers my knee, and so I try not to leave my feet as much, but sometimes I can't prevent that. So during the game, I really just try to play as hard as I can for as long as I can. And I think ultimately towards the end, I feel it the most. But early on, it doesn't matter.
Talk about where this team is now. 8-1 in conference, best start that you guys have had in league play since Davidson moved to the conference. 17-6 overall. Asking Coach before the game, I said, do you feel like the guys are now finding a groove? How do you feel in that category?
I think we're rolling. Everyone knows what to expect. All the guys are clicking, whether it's people coming off the bench or the starters. We have so many pieces. I think losing Kellen early really helped us find pieces and help Carter get confidence and help Luke get confidence. And so I think we have so many pieces right now, and I think that's what's really helping us.
Now, with everybody playing connected tonight, something that stood out from the onset of this game was aggressive play, mm-hmm. and getting to the line. Mm-hmm. Coach always talks about being the attacker, mm-hmm. and that was exactly what happened here tonight.
Yep, and so playing Rhode Island, we knew that they were going to be aggressive. They're always aggressive with us. So Coach told us to attack, whether it's cutting, whatever we're doing, be aggressive with it, and we got fouled early, and we were able to capitalize at the free throw line.
Well, Keyshawn, congratulations on a big win tonight. Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll get ready for another one on the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Keyshawn Pritchard joining us here, finished with 14 points, 5 rebounds here tonight on 4 of 8 shooting.